Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yo, what's my favorite day of the week? My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Here's something I've never experienced. Maybe some of you guys have. Has like a fast food joint denied your order because it was too big or too unhealthy? Like if you wanted to order like a quadruple quarter pounder, make it like a full pound.
Yeah.
Would McDonald's say, sorry, we can't. We're not allowed to build that. Because a listener just experienced this. He said, I can't believe what just happened. Let's just call my favorite place Pumpkin Gonuts.
Okay.
This morning, they denied me my coffee. I ordered one iced extra charged with a turbo shot with almond milk. And they said, we can't make that. That'd be too much caffeine. He said, this is after they discontinued the dark roast and replaced it with extra charge. I was so outraged, I just walked out without buying anything because it was too early and I didn't want to cause a scene. How is it possible I can order a beverage at a bar with up to four or more shots of booze in it, like a Long Island iced tea, and not be served coffee for too much caffeine?
Must be a corporate thing or something, right?
Yeah.
Like they must have figured out the heart exploding.
Oftentimes, too, they'll just, like, there won't be a way for them to bring it up, so then the employee might not know how or something.
Oh. Yeah. Because, right, you could have just, can you buy just, like, something
just get a shot on the side
and then do it yourself?
Well, I mean, you could do that. I know at Starbucks you could do that. I don't think Starbucks will deny you anything.
They don't deny you anything.
You want to put seven shots in there, they'll put seven shots in there, right?
They'll do it.
But you can also, if you really wanted to, order it on the side as, like, a shot of espresso.
Right.
Or a double espresso or whatever.
And Pumpkin Gonuts might not do that.
I guess they don't. I don't know.
I don't know.
He said, I just woke up a little late for work, and I just wanted a little extra boost. I'd never experienced this before. All I wanted was a coffee. Thanks,
kind
y'all.
Sad, really.
Show. Yeah. Sorry, dude. But I've never been denied an order that I can remember, but I've never gotten too crazy with it either.
Yeah.
You know?
I have.
You have.
I'll bet you have. What did you try and get?
A deep fried Oreo.
Did they tell you no?
They told me no, that I'd had enough.
You've had enough? Oh, my God, how shameful.
What? No way.
Who told you you've had enough?
There's some bar. I mean, I honestly think it kind of went along with the joking around that I was doing with my buddies there. But we discovered that during happy hour, this particular place had a deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which is amazing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so we had that and entrees. And alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And when I found out they had a deep fried Oreo, I was loud and carrying on. I was like, waitress, I'll take one of these. And she said no. And she never brought me one.
Wow.
You were cut off of that.
Yeah.
It was the day I was fat shamed.
That is more fat shaming than anything else. That's crazy.
Terrible.
It's just a crazy, like, 9 times out of 10 when people get cut off at a bar, it's because of the booze.
Not me.
Elvis cut off because of deep fried
Oreos. Yeah.
You've had enough. Do you need a ride home?
He did.
You need a ride home?
Do you need a cart to get you out of the door? Is that what you need right now? Wow, that is shameful. That would be so embarrassing. Especially because when
especially
you make
to share it on the radio.
When you make a big scene, you're like, waitress! And she comes over, she's like, no deep fried Oreo for you.
Right.
Man.
It's wild.
Sorry about that, Al.
Because I've definitely pushed the limits of what one man should get, especially back in the day, because I used to get like a 20-piece McNugget, super-size fries, super-size shake.
Yeah.
And I'd pull up, and I'd say, just for me.
Yeah, just for one. But take for one, Pete.
I'm going to need more honey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I've never had anybody stop me.
And they never turned me down. Yeah, that was a different time, though.
Yeah, that was when
they were making supersized stuff. They were like all in on us fatties.
They were excited. Yeah, that was when most of my body was built.
They're all in on fatties again. That was just a phase, but they just don't promote it. You can get whatever you want.
Yeah. See, I disagree. I don't think anywhere can I get the size of shake that used to give you.
No, you'd have to get two, right?
They used to give you
like a bucket of shake.
It was a shake bucket.
Yeah, it was crazy. How many calories do you think were in that? 4,000?
Oh, four to six.
4 to 6,000?
4 to 6,000. And the ice cream was different then. It was triple thick.
Yeah, you couldn't even
suck it through the straw.
610 calories, 29 grams of fat in McDonald's supersize serving of shake back in the day.
Oh wow! I would have thought it was.
I thought
way
it was
going
to be like 4,000. Arby's has a pretty good size shake.
Yeah,
if you're
I just
in the
had
market.
One of their mint chocolate ones.
Yeah, they're solid, dude.
Yeah.
But the biggest calorie milkshake on the market right now is the Cold Stone PB&C. 2,010 calories. It's been dubbed the worst drink in America. A 2,000-calorie milkshake that contains as much fat as 25 pieces of bacon. What's it? So peanut butter and what's the C?
Cookies?
Maybe.
I have no idea. I was just thinking cream. Was it a shake?
Caramel?
Oh, maybe. Caramel.
Peanut butter and caramel, would that go?
I don't know. I think it would. I don't think it
coronary.
yeah.
I'll get the peanut butter and coronary.
Get the paddles
it
ready.
It is peanut butter. Oh, it's chocolate.
Oh, okay.
The C stands for chocolate.
That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Duh, duh, duh. That
shit's like PB&C. I don't know what the C could be.
Yeah. How did we not get that? It's too easy. I think we were looking for something crazier.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Hilarious. Peanut butter, chocolate, ice cream, and milk. Contains 68 grams of saturated fat, 153 grams of sugar.
Wow.
It's like slurping 68 strips of bacon.
I'm intrigued by this deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich at Al had.
Yeah, that piqued your interest. Never heard of that.
It was divine.
Was it? It wasn't.
It was divine.
It didn't absorb all the grease and be like nasty.
Yeah, it did.
No, it was made with magic. I think.
Hell.
Made with magic.
And honestly,
magic.
Being cut that off magic. Is real judgy for someone who deep fried a PB&J sandwich. I'm
That's
just saying.
That's true. Yeah. That is really true.
Yeah. Like they want you in there. Obviously. They
obviously
made
not.
That.
Right.
Well, yes. Not after a while they didn't.
I think they'd had enough of me.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, I think it was just like it was more of a you than a policy. Right? Couch is with us here from Boston. Good morning, man. How are you?
Penis, balls.
Penis, you ever been denied something from a fast food place?
I have, actually. I got cut off on half-price burger night at the Legion that my mom's cousin runs. I had like four burgers. I went for the fifth one, and they said, no, I'm sorry, we can't feed you anymore.
Wow, like they stopped you when you went for Burger 5.
Yeah, Burger 5 was a cutoff for me.
Now,
do
you think it was more about they thought you were taking advantage of half-price burger night, or it was about they thought you were just getting too fat?
That's what I was thinking, but then after the fact, my mom's cousin told me like a month later that they just ran out that night, so then he's always been teasing me about you ate us out of burgers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, some places do their deals. I don't know. Burger King still does Whopper Wednesday or whatever, where the Whopper's cheaper. I don't know. Mm. But is there a limit?
I think they have enough. They don't mess around.
Yeah, I've never seen many limits on...
Right. If you wanted to order 20 Whoppers, they'd be like, yep.
Yeah.
Sure.
I saw a radio engineer get cut off from hamburgers one time in a parking lot.
But he was, listen, that's a difference. That was set up for the customers.
Yeah, it was like, come to our parking lot and get a free burger.
Right.
And then the radio engineer had six burgers,
right.
So they started calling him the Hamburglar.
Yeah. Well, you can't. See, those were for the customers, not for the radio people that were there.
But he got cut off. I mean, to cut him, there was discussion
was
about, I know, but there was discussion about cutting him off.
he was cut off multiple times in multiple
I think I made that man cry.
Yeah.
Once, remember?
Well, that's,
well, yep. St.
Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, he just left and never came back.
He gave us two mics for a four-person show.
And when I yelled at him for being incompetent,
he
told me, he got all like teary-eyed, told me he was going to look for some more, and then left and never returned.
Ever came back. I mean, he came back to work. He was at work. He just said, forget those guys.
Sharing the microphone like we're doing a duet during the whole...
Yep.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
No, it wasn't good.
It was the worst. Absolute worst place. All right, someone else said here, when I worked at a coffee place, I had a girl come in and ask for a coffee with 10 creams, 10 sugars. We told her no, because there'd be no room for the coffee.
I've heard of people doing that before. It was on some documentary or something. I've seen that. Like a lot of
people. There are people that do like 5 and 5 or something like that.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
10. Just get some cream and sugar and just
do it yourself.
Yeah.
Have
a little
that.
Bit of coffee.
Right. Yes. Do an eyedropper of coffee.
Yeah.
There.
Someone said, I worked actually at Pumpkin Go-Nuts for almost 10 years, and they totally shamed that dude who wanted an extra charge thing with a turbo shot. We're not allowed to deny someone a drink because it has too much of anything. I used to serve drinks with like 20 sugars in it. And you could never say no. Mm. So, yeah, whoever this denied this guy just didn't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's like a God's warrior working the drive-thru or something.
No, I mean, I wonder sometimes if someone's like an a-hole and they don't know it.
That's it.
Could be. Someone said, my friend and I got kicked out of an all-you-could-eat buffet because he ate too much. 4 lobsters and 8 plates of food.
4 lobsters.
See, that I'd take issue with because it says all-you-can-eat.
All-you-can-eat.
Yeah.
It says, oh, that's when you call Benkin.
Right, that's right. That's a Benkin situation.
Get out of here! They wouldn't even let Benkin in there, right?
Yeah, they'd just be like,
You get out!
Oh, a Benkin, is it here?
Yeah, you wait until Benkin comes, right? Like, you hold a sit-in at the buffet until you better call Benkin, someone
Benkin,
from the news.
I don't know. I haven't been to like one of those all-you-can-eat places in probably since I went to Vegas with my friends. Do they have anything that says all-you-can-eat, like, except for the lobster?
I've never seen it, and I've never seen
small
that.
Print.
I've never seen like an asterisk of no.
I just don't expect people to eat 4 lobsters.
No, you don't. But some people go with that, like.
Intent.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, that's the big, that's the money.
Right.
You want the crab legs. You want the lobster. You want the big ticket items.
Yeah. If you go to, like, an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, that's what you're going for is, like, crab legs and lobster.
You don't
want
to fill up on the bread and the rice.
And usually the price is crazy on those. Like, if it's a real nice all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, so.
Yeah.
Some people are chiming in saying one time at a Chinese restaurant, the waitress cut me off from getting any more drink refills and said, I think you had enough. No more for you.
Yeah, I think they run a tighter ship there.
I think so, too.
I think Chinese buffets definitely crack down more than others.
I think
at Golden Corral, you could have all the chocolate fountain your heart desired.
Yeah, you could get in and swim in that thing if you wanted to.
You could.
Yeah.
They would never stop you from getting anything. But at Chinese buffets that are independently owned, Mr. Kwan has some,
he's got limits. He's got limits. He only has one case of Diet Coke left. Right.
They're probably just sitting there watching from some, like, booth, monitoring everybody's intake.
Ed has a comment.
Off the big man.
Wondering if you've ever been cut off at a fast food place.
Yes, sir. I've been cut off from all-you-can-eat fish and shrimp here in Michigan. Oh. You know, all the fresh fish that we get?
Yep. What did they say?
Cut off. They just said that I've eaten all I could.
You've eaten all you could.
Nope, you're done.
Did you argue with them? Did it lead to like a confrontation? How did it end up?
No, I just politely left and never went back.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's nice. That's how, I guess that is how the best case scenario for them. Because I think most people would say, okay, the second you tried to cut me off, it's not all I can eat. I want my money back.
Right.
I'd say I want half of my money back.
There are people, listen, be reasonable. Right?
Yeah.
Don't rob a place.
They
can't afford to give you 27 pieces of fish. Right? Like, let's be reasonable here.
Right.
They shouldn't. They should have a limit then posted so that you don't get in an embarrassing situation. If you're like, "Listen, I'm about to Kobayashi this place."
Don't you feel like they see someone like that coming though?
Oh yeah,
they're just crunching the numbers real quick. Like, you know, like they are crunching the numbers. Because if you get they're usually fine if like one of those guys shows up, but a lot of times those dudes that can really pack it in, they'll travel in like a group of four dudes and show up.
Right, they will.
And they'll eat them right out of house and home.
Yeah.
They'll be out of business.
Someone said, my Boy Scout troop got kicked out of a Pizza Hut buffet because the six of us ate almost 27 entire pizzas. Jeez.
Well, I can't even, like, growing boys is like the worst. They eat so much.
We go through a gallon of milk a day now in our house.
Oh, wow.
A day?
Yeah.
Between cereal and just everything. Aiden's making protein shakes, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Someone else said my grandpa got kicked out of a Big Boy for eating too much of the all-you-can-eat.
Isn't it just salad there?
No, well, they had other things.
They had
on
a breakfast buffet, I know.
Oh.
We went there.
But they have
once.
Other things, too, throughout the day. Yeah.
Soup and stuff.
And then during, like, Lent, they have, like, a seafood. Well, I don't know. They still do, but I know they used to have, like, a seafood buffet.
With, okay.
Stuff like that, too.
Here's another one who got cut off at a Chinese buffet. They cut him off at 11 plates. The waitress said the ocean called and they ran out of shrimp. I love a sassy Asian waitress.
Oh my God.
Sorry about the ocean call.
At 11 plates, I do a joke.
There's no more shrimp rift. They're now endangered species.
It's hilarious to go there and, like, maybe they did improv and they brought, like, a phone not attached to anything. Oh, it's the ocean. It's for you.
Hello?
They say you're too fat. You eat the whole ocean.
Yeah?
You want me to tell them?
Artie's in Boston. Man. Artie, you ever been shut down at a restaurant?
Well, actually, that's the opposite for me. I was trying to get shut off. So I went into a place kind of like the front back.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the front back.
They had steak and unlimited shrimp. And they're like, I said to the waitress, I was a little cocky. I was like, I'm going to eat so much shrimp, you're going to shut me off. She's like, we don't shut people off. So I'm there with my wife, and she's like kind of like looking at me. They gave me the stink eye. She's like, are you going to stop? I got to 112 shrimp, and I was finally like, okay, finally, no more shrimp.
Oh, so you had to quit yourself,
But the front
I had to quit.
They felt like they won that day.
I think they were like, back there saying, let's see if we get this fat bastard to eat.
Keep cooking them.
Yeah, thanks, Artie. I know when I worked at the Red Lobster, we had like an endless shrimp promotion sometimes, and people definitely took advantage of that. We had those tables that you're like, and those, can I tell you? These bastards that are calling in, they're the worst tippers.
Yeah, they are.
The people that eat them come in to take the most advantage of those things.
Yeah.
We all hated getting those tables because it would just, you'd work for 2 hours and get like $2 or $3.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a lot of those all you can eat shrimp deals. It's like a psychological thing too, because they'll bring out like a ton of it at first. And then it's like a plate of like 4 or 5 shrimp after that. So you have to ask.
Right.
Every time. So I think that's to discourage.
Yeah, we definitely, we weren't allowed to put in the order for more until they finished what they had.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So it's not like he'd be like, give me another round.
Right.
When you're done, let me know and I'll order you more. And then they'd have to wait for them to cook it. So the whole process dragged out, so you hope that they would, you know, get full and stop eating.
Yeah, because that's, actually, you will get, if you just wait, you will get more full.
Oh, yeah.
So that waiting process is smart.
And we would always bring them extra, you know.
Here's some bread.
Yeah. Biscuits or bread or whatever. So they'd keep on eating that stuff. Jeff is with us next. Hey, Jeff, were you cut off at a food place?
Hey, guys. Intimate rider.
Intimate rider.
Yeah, I was at a Chinese buffet, and this Chinese lady came in, and I was mid-bite. She took my napkin from me and put it in my plate. And then took my plate away from me.
You're done.
Those are the places that don't care, man.
They just don't care.
They don't give a
damn. They crunch the numbers, dude, and you hit that point.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
No.
Sorry, done.
I like kind of love it. I'd love to witness that.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'd love to see someone getting shut down.
They all have like creative ways. Like they'll shoot a BB gun at your plate.
I'd love to send like a couple different tables in with like hidden cameras. and then get like the biggest guys you could find and just roll like six of them in at one time and just record the reactions of the people that are working there, because they would be like,
oh, tell the big boss man.
Then you'd have to call someone in Hong Kong.
It's a pot of whales, come in.
We had a pot of whales.
I love that.
Oh my God, get the big chairs.
You got a pod warning.
This guy says, Wing House, Wing Wednesday, all you can eat. They cut me off after 13 baskets, saying, listen, we are impressed though. 130 boneless wings. Oh my God, I don't understand how the human body is capable.
Some people just, they can eat, they could just pack it in. I mean, I just don't know. I feel like you're only doing that to, well, there's two things. To save money, because I do think some people, that's why they tip so poorly, because they're breaking it down like, I had to pay $18 for this meal, so I'm going to eat, you know, $78 worth of food in my head.
A ton of people in Rhode Island are texting us about this place called the Nordic Lodge. It's an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, like around $100, but they cap you at 2 hours. So you get a
$100.
$100. But it's all-you-can-eat seafood.
But they give you a time limit.
But they give you it, so you better just shovel it in fast.
Yeah.
2 hours should be enough time to eat.
I could eat a lot in 2 hours. Absolutely. I'm just not a big, I don't have a lot of volume. I just make really terrible choices with the small amount I can eat.
Yeah. When I did buffets and things, I would always get like, my first plate would be like a mountain of food.
Yeah.
And then it would be like smaller plates after that until it was done.
But. Yeah.
Steve, your buddy got cut off. What was he doing?
Yeah. I actually had to go out and tell him to stop ordering food.
You cut
him
off.
You did.
He got cut off, but I had to go out and tell him to stop eating, because I was the one cooking all the steak for him.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
So you worked at the restaurant? I'm confused.
I was working at the restaurant. This was a couple years back.
Oh, I see. Okay. This was, so imagine Chuck comes. I'm working at a restaurant. Chuck comes in. I've got to be like, Chuck, dude. Yeah. You've had six steaks, man.
I'm off.
You just can't. Keep cooking, Dave.
No more. No more, Chuck. That's enough.
Keep cooking. Get back in there.
Dwayne.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're talking about people getting denied food or getting cut off places. Well, what happened to you?
Yeah. Quite a while ago, about six of us, and three of the boys were big, big dudes, I'm telling you. And all you can eat, this bar had all you can eat crab legs, snow crab legs. And after about, I don't know, I couldn't even tell you how many plates, the cook came out of the kitchen, actually came out and wanted to see who was eating all these crab legs. And he's told us, no more. You guys are killing me.
Yeah, crunch the numbers.
Like three of us, three of them were 250 pounders easy.
Oh, well,
and, you know, the rest, and we were all having a little imbibed that day, so we were all, let's say, just we were very hungry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I get you. I got the munchies.
Yeah.
Someone said my family got kicked out of the lunchtime buffet at Pizza Hut because they just couldn't keep up with everyone eating. I picture, like, what's it, the clumps? What are they? What was the?
Oh, from, what is it?
Nutty Professor?
Nutty Professor.
Yeah, the clumps.
Hercules, like a huge family. When they see a huge family walk into a buffet, man.
That's what they're not hoping for.
No, they're not.
No.
And, but they can't ban huge families.
No. All the pizza gets a little thinner.
That's funny. It starts all thin crust.
There's like six pieces of pepperoni on the whole thing.
Every pizza is actually two. One pizza is two now.
They start shrinking the personal size.
Yeah,
that's big people, but a whole big family. At a pizza buffet once, I saw two guys eat four pizzas each and 10 to 15 breadsticks plus a few desserts.
How can you even do that?
I don't know.
That seems like it would rupture your stomach.
Yeah.
And I've been fat a long time.
I love this one. Here's another like Asian theme one. A Teppanyaki grill. It was all you can eat. They said you have to eat what's on your plate before you'll get more. I left like a tiny little bit on the plate of stuff I didn't like, and they said, you don't eat it, you don't get more.
Yeah, they run it. They run it.
Eyes bigger than your stomach, huh?
Wow, I never heard of this. Cut off at Red Robin's Bottomless Fries.
That's incredible, because I can't believe anyone's been cut off.
I had those. 18 baskets, and the waitress said she couldn't 18. Bring any more.
They're not that good.
How can you eat 18 baskets? I'm like, maybe after like my second, maybe third refill of fries, I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I need to get wheeled out of here.
Yeah, they won't cut you. I had the endless root beers there, or whatever, root beer floats.
Yeah.
And drank so many that I got sick.
They were crunching the numbers, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were in the back.
They were like, you going to do another one? And I'm like, yeah.
It's right here. Give me
Wait, when you've had so many root beer floats that you can feel it in the bottom of your neck.
Oh, my God.
Who am I?
Here's another Chinese buffet. This guy said, we were a bunch of consumers, energy, gas line workers out at a Chinese buffet. Waitress said, you go now. You leave. You come back never.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, banned. You're banned. They crunch the numbers, man.
Yep.
They're like, we can never have him come back.
Him and all the energy line workers.
Wasn't there some place that, like, I can't remember where it was. Was it in Japan? They screwed up something, and it ended up being all you can eat, and they were closed. They went out of business in one day.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
went
oh,
out of business yeah. in one yes, that's right. day.
They're like, that's it.
Yeah.
They really messed
we
up.
We are bankrupt. Go ahead, file.
It was. We talked about it.
It was. They like screwed up.
They did it. Yeah, it's like, yeah, did. Help it. Oh. Yeah.
We're done.
We're closed forever. Close
get
forever.
Everybody out. I just sold the building.
Jacob, you were cut off. You were told no more.
Yeah, no, we were told never to come back.
And what kind of place was it?
It was an Asian restaurant. They did like a special on Fridays with shrimp and seafood. So
okay.
My father and I, we'd go up there. We'd eat, you know, as much as we could. And so the lady, you know, she told us, you can't come back here no more. You know, you eat too much shrimp and not enough vegetables.
So
they asked us not to come back.
I have some snap peas. Huh?
I'd love to see the wall of fatties that have been banned from some of these. Like,
oh my
how
God,
do they
imagine
know, right?
that. There's like the like wanted posters.
Right, but it's like the fatties that can never be allowed
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
If you see this man, yeah. tell him to get out.
Chinese buffets are the biggest offenders by far.
They're also not afraid.
They're not afraid.
No.
They're
not
afraid.
Afraid to kick you. No, they don't care if you ever come back.
They nope. really don't care about your feelings.
No.
Chinese buffet, they made an old lady come out of the back. She said, you eat like monster with two mouths. Go.
Wow, that's almost like an ancient Chinese saying.
Yeah.
Imagine a Godzilla with a two head. And he's hungry. That's you.
Can you imagine the face of the person that was said to?
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, like a little Asian Yoda comes walking out.
Hey, there he is.
The food here is great.
You eat like a monster with a two mouth.
Oh
get
my
out.
God. That's hurtful.
I only come out to tell people that.
Oh my God.
Can I read your future? Heart attack and die.
Oh, you roasted me.
Audio veins for effect.
Yeah, I think they're
clogging up.
Take a business elsewhere.
I love
thank God.
Thinking of him just sitting on like a bench waiting.
Yeah.
Sitting right. and waiting. There's another one and he comes out slow.
Yeah. He's yeah. Like,
oh, there he is. I see him. I know who I must tell. You! Monster! Big effect, a monster with a two mouth! Get out!
That's incredible. Someone said, you guys joke, but it's true. I've been to a Chinese restaurant that had a wanted poster. It said, don't serve this man.
Big why are you trying to take a picture if you see that?
Excuse me, sir. Can we take... Oh, yeah, we just want a selfie. I'm so proud of you. But run a quick selfie with the monster with the two mouths.
He's like,
come on, a little closer. Yeah, we got it. Now get out. Don't you ever come back.
Yeah.
You probably won't. You'll probably die on your way home.
They probably told him it was a positive thing. Like, yeah. you got this.
Oh, yeah, you're special. Yeah. Oh, very bigger special John Wayne. Yeah, but we make a bigger statue. Yeah. Okay, put that photo up and kick him out. Don't ever read him in again. Tell him to go to hell.
I do love just like the zingers they throw at you.
Oh my god,
it's crazy. Yeah. You just never, they don't care how they talk to you.
Well, I didn't know you never heard a vegetable. You never heard of
yeah. Listen, even the place that I would go to, you know, like everyone's in a mask and like they're like right over, like you can, it's really broken English. So I, a lot of times, can't hear anything anyway. I have to like read people's lips.
Right.
So under the mask, they're like, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. And they're like, ah, you don't know, big dummy. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah.
Always make fun of me. But it's just, you just roll the punches.
They are making fun.
They are. They're definitely making fun of me.
Oh, here comes a deaf guy again. Yeah. Big, fat, deaf guy. Come on in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Kudos to this guy. This dude, he shot his shot.
Yeah.
Right?
Jennifer Aniston?
No, this guy in court in Fort Lauderdale. He was making a bond appearance in South Florida and tried to flirt with the judge yesterday.
Baby, they don't like that. Number one thing you should not do.
Yeah.
You fine.
Defendant Demetrius Lewis appeared in a virtual hearing before Broward County Judge Tabitha Blackman moments after stepping in front of the camera.
Ooh!
He took his shot. And here's how it all played out live. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see it for yourself.
Demetrius Lewis on page 26.
Back here up. Just the one, yeah.
How you doing?
All right, I'm good, sir. How are you?
George, you are so gorgeous, the judge. I just have to tell you, you're gorgeous.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
He's not wrong.
All right, Mr. Lewis, flattery will get you everywhere, but maybe not here. The court finds probable cause on count one, burglary.
Come on, she's beautiful, and she's like the youngest judge I've ever seen. I mean, maybe she just looks young. I have no idea what her real age is.
What's funny is he didn't do it in like a pervy way. He was just like,
you beautiful judge.
Oh, I do think she was like, she was.
Thanks, criminal.
I do. She's like, that's pretty nice of you to say, criminal. Yeah. But unfortunately, you did.
Yeah.
You are a burglar.
Yeah, you're a burglar.
So it's not going to work out between us.
I don't think he was trying to kiss her ass either.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's just a genuine, like...
He's like, damn! Woo! You're fine! I'm going to go do something else bad! I got to talk to you again!
I'm sure it was...
Hold me in contempt! Hold me tight! Hold me close!
I'm sure it was the last thing he expected to see when they flashed up the footage of the judge, right?
Yeah.
Like, normally it's like a big old nasty man.
Well, also, too, like, I don't know how long he's been waiting in jail, like, to even have a thing. It might have been, like, a little while. So, like, you haven't seen a girl in a little bit, and he's like, oh!
Yeah, this judge is hot.
You're hot as hell!
Once again, if you missed it, here's how it played out in court.
Demetrius Lewis on page 26.
Back here up.
Like, he's not ready to, he's like.
How you doing?
All right, I'm good, sir. How are you?
George, you are so gorgeous. I have to tell you. You're gorgeous.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. All right, Mr. Lewis.
I love you.
She is smiling.
Did he say I love you?
He was like, I love.
gorgeous, the judge. I just have to tell you.
I have
you're
to tell
gorgeous.
You.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. All right, Mr. Lewis. Flattery will get you everywhere, but maybe not here. The court finds probable.
Did he stuff his pants before?
I think he didn't realize he was about to be. He was just like fixing him. He like adjusted himself, sure tucked his shirt in.
I thought he shoved something in his pants.
I think he was tucking his shirt in to maybe make it look more himself more respectable.
Yeah, that's what he put something down there, though. There was something white in his hands. You just missed it there.
Well, I think he was tucking in his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
It was something white, though.
How you doing?
All right.
Making himself look more impressive before.
The funny thing is, I bet that judge went a little easier on him than.
What was he up for or in for?
Prosecutors say he tried to break into a home. Mm-hmm. He'd been released from prison back in late 2019 after serving nearly a 4-year sentence of aggravated battery. In his most recent case, he's charged with attempted burglary of an occupied dwelling. He's being held on a $5,000 bond.
Mm. It's rare to see a hot judge.
It really is. Someone said, I'm guilty, Your Honor, of having an erection. Yeah.
Guilty as charged.
That could have went both ways, though, right? As a female judge, she could have been like, yeah, that's inappropriate.
Right.
Of course, but I do think he did it in the right way. Like, he was just like, gorgeous. He was like, I just need to tell you.
Yeah.
Please do not be offended with you, but you are gorgeous.
Yeah, you're right. It didn't come across as
fine. Right.
It came across as just a compliment.
Will you pick me up after my sentence?
Yeah. I would love to take you out.
You got $5,000 for bond.
You bust me out of here. We'll go wherever. I mean, within reason.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it turned out they started dating?
It's highly unlikely. She's probably married. And
I'm sure she's actually, if you looked into her life,
criminal.
I bet she's already dating a guy who's like already, he's probably rich and he's probably good looking.
You know. People have, they've looked up, they want to know her Instagram. Oh, yeah. They want to know everything about her.
I love the picture of the criminal like, oh! He's kind of like, he's kind of cocked to the side. He was so taken aback. Oh, no! You're gorgeous!
Oh, my God. Yeah, it doesn't say anything about her.
Well, in that story.
He did say, I love you, I love you, but his microphone cut out.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I love you, I love you.
I love you.
She was like, you.
You gotta stop saying those things.
You're so crazy.
Now go to jail.
Yep.
I doubt she has any kind of, social media.
No, I just found her, Florida bar profile here, but it probably won't list her, age. She was admitted to the Florida bar in 2009. Well, she's out of finished law school 2008. So she's got to be, I would say, late 30s, early 40s, what do you think?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah, she's incredibly pretty. But as a judge, your stuff should be locked down.
Yeah.
So the average criminal can't find them and get to you. Right?
Yep.
Whether
that would not be safe.
No, it would not at all.
I'm just assuming a judge, though, if you're a judge, you should have pretty close to the pick of the litter. Of
she's
the guys
probably
you wanna,
married with children or something,
You would think.
Yeah.
But everyone loves a little bit of attention.
Demetrius Lewis on page
26.
She did.
She cracked a smile.
Oh, yeah. Kind of worked.
Just one, yes.
How you doing?
All right. I'm good, sir. How are you?
George, you are so gorgeous. You're gorgeous.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. All right, Mr. Lewis, flattery will get you everywhere, but maybe not here.
It's pretty awesome. He took a shot, even appearing before a judge.
Yeah.
You got to give him that.
You sentence me light, we will make this happen.
Yeah. I will make it right for you.
Oh, if he started singing, that would have been incredible.
Oh, girl. You the most gorgeous girl in the world. I give you all my everything. Which isn't a lot.
That would have been the best court appearance of all time.
Yeah.
This was pretty good. Would have been even better with some singing at the end. I guess there is such a thing as too fast and too furious.
Is there?
Yes. A guy in Iowa was speeding earlier this week, missed a curve, hit a ditch. Car goes airborne.
Oh, yeah.
125 feet in the air.
That's high.
Crashed through the roof of a house.
Oh, my God.
Car landed inside the house.
I'm okay.
Here's the story.
The next story sounds like something straight out of an action adventure movie.
Sure does.
A driver in northwest Iowa is alive after crashing a car into this house at a very high rate of speed. So fast that the car flew 125 feet in the air and landed on top of it.
And when I saw the picture this morning, I thought, I can't believe it. I never thought I would see a car sticking out of a roof.
That pretty much sums up what everyone is saying about this crash last night in Larchwood, Iowa.
If you see that on television, but it's very rare that you see it in real life. And to see a car stick out of the roof like that, that was kind of a surprise.
Iowa's Highway Patrol is leading the investigation. Authorities say that the driver was northbound at Highway 9 when they missed this curve. The vehicle hit the ditch, bolted over a street, and continued to be airborne for 125 feet before crashing into the roof of this house. Thankfully, it was unoccupied at the time.
Well, it's amazing how far he got up.
It's also amazing they survived. The speed limit is posted at 35 miles an hour, but authorities estimate the driver was going at least 115. Curtis Canfield is one of the neighbors. He didn't see what happened, but he saw the emergency lights and the aftermath and took these pictures.
Well, I just seen that there's somebody in the ditch using a flashlight kind of searching around. And I said, well, it must have been an accident over here someplace, but I didn't see a car.
That's when he realized he wasn't looking in the right place.
All you seen was the back bumper. That's all you seen was the taillights. So he was quite a ways into the house.
Canfield says what's scary is that a couple of houses along this curve have been hit in years past by cars, including his. But nothing quite as dramatic as last night's.
I didn't think a car could get that high. You see weird things every day, and just when you thought you've seen everything, there's something new that you go, wow.
And the driver has been identified as 25-year-old Ariel Hidalgo from Sioux Falls. The extent of his injuries have not been released yet. Authorities say that charges are pending.
He's in bits. He's in little bits.
No, he's not. He's okay. That's the crazy part. Can you imagine, though, the feeling of flying through the air for that long? Like, you saw the distance, yeah, right?
I don't like the idea.
Like the idea. And then reaching 125 feet high.
Yeah, I mean, that's so high up.
You know you're in trouble, right?
Well, you're
above a house.
You're looking at the sky through your windshield.
Looking down at some houses.
Crazy. Yeah. It's nuts for the people that live there, too, if they were home.
Yeah.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Hey, Barb. There's a house.
Some guy, just drunk guy, just flew through the roof. Are you, Barb? Oh my God, you're under the car. Oh, Barb, I just see your foot. You knocked your house slippers off, Barb. Oh God. Oh, Barb, you're breathing.
It's like the Wicked Witch, but with slippers, right? Yeah.
Barb, I'm gonna use some kind of adrenaline strength and lift this thing up. Oh, Barb, yeah, crawl out of there, Barb. Oh, you're okay. Thank God. Oh, thank God, Barb. Get happy your house ending slipper while I'm holding this up here.
Oh, that's crazy.
It would have been insane for everyone involved.
Yeah.
It's one of those, inside. Yeah. It's one of those, like, we end up talking about a house like this all the time when they're at like a curve,
mm-hmm,
and like the road splits and everyone's hitting that house all the time.
Yeah.
We talk about them all the time. This just has a ramp in front of it. That's not smart either.
No.
Yeah.
That ditch became a ramp.
Ramp.
Which you would never expect, I guess, for someone to get that high, though.
No.
To hit a roof is crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Like, what do you say after that? You're like, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what you do when you're in their house looking at them.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Took that turn a bit fast.
Go ahead. Drive it out of here, fella, however you can. I
think I hit your house.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
All right, time for some perverts here, mm-hmm, on Dave and Chuck the Freak. And for the first one, this guy said at a Target that he really liked a woman's feet.
It's always, mm-hmm, the feet.
It is.
Authorities were contacted after a woman reported a stranger forcibly removing her shoe.
Oh.
Forcibly?
Forcibly to film her bare feet in Target.
Usually they just try to con you out of it, like your shoe.
Yeah, that's they're right. Like, they're like, oh,
sweet talk
of
you,
it.
Sweet talk you
sweet
out of it,
yeah.
Manipulate.
Yeah. So you got some gorgeous socks on. Can I see your gorgeous socks?
They don't forcefully do it.
Yeah. I wonder if he got halfway with charm,
then
realized, okay, I'm at
the breaking point.
The limit. I just got to rip her shoe off and get my camera real quick.
Where did this happen?
This happened in Munster, Indiana.
Indiana, it's not like foot season around
here.
No,
it's not foot season. You're right. It's not foot season in Indiana.
That's why he's in.
Oh, God, look, it's foot season again.
He's freaking out.
Yeah, he's freaking out. He hasn't seen a nice foot in a while.
Right? He's like, I'm sorry, I got to rip off your Ugg boot.
Shaking.
Yeah.
Hey. He's Jonesing. I'm a foot fiend.
He's Jonesing for some feet.
Yeah, give me your feet. Let me see your feet.
The internet wasn't doing it for him.
No.
He needed some in-person feet.
Here's what happened. At about 7 o'clock at night the other day, police were alerted to a situation involving a woman and an unknown male suspect at a Target in Munster, Indiana. A man had reportedly approached a woman shopping, saying, ooh, nice shoes. She said, thanks. And then he said, I'd like to see what's in them.
Of course.
The woman refused his request. But he again asked to see her feet. She again said, no thanks. He then, though, knelt down, pulled off her shoe and her thick sock, and filmed her barefoot.
How? How did he pull it off?
Yeah, why didn't she?
If she's standing up, how do you?
Maybe she was just so shocked by it.
That it's got to be something like that. Or like we've found out before, it's like they get halfway with charm. Like, the foot guy here, he would get, like, halfway, if not all the way, with just charm.
But she said no, and he then attempted to pull.
So, okay, Lise, just...
How?
So, this is what I'm saying. So, I am in a Target, right?
Right.
I walk by you, and I'm like, nice feet. I want to see them. You're nowhere near me in the next 5 seconds. Like, even if I follow you, like, I get down on my hands and knees, you're gone, right? Mm-hmm. You're not there to... Let me pull off a shoe and then pull off a sock.
Right.
That's why I wonder, like, what really happened? Like, what?
So you don't believe that version?
I don't believe her version 100%. I'd like to see the video of it because I bet there was some, like, sweet talking. Like, oh man, can I see what kind of shoe that is?
Yeah. I don't know. It's really weird. Unless she was traumatized.
Traumatized. That's the only other thing, you know? Right?
But it's odd.
He could have cornered her. And it's a traumatic, scary thing. That could happen. Mm. Just if someone was after my feet, I'd be on the move.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. So the man ran out of the store. He's described as a black man wearing a black jacket and purple pants. It's not known if he walked or drove away from Target. The incident was not on camera. The suspect remains unidentified. Munster police say they haven't had any reports of similar incidences in town involving this kind of thing.
I wonder if it's the same guy that was doing it the other time we did it.
There's so many.
Well, there's that one guy that was in Ohio.
Well, that was the Toledo guy, right?
Yeah.
Toledo.
Indiana's right by Ohio.
I guess he could cross state lines to get his feet fetish addiction taken care of. You'd think he'd travel south for the winter, though, as Lisa said.
Well, yeah, he'd go south. Yeah. He would go. You'd have to follow the herd. Yeah. You follow the feet.
All the feet pervs travel south for the winter.
Yeah, they do.
They probably do.
If they can, I guess. But, so he's still on the loose.
The tale of the migrating foot pervs.
Right.
We follow them. They're like snow leopards that follow their prey.
Yeah.
Our other perv of the day is a dude who has been fined after claiming he drove 300 miles in lockdown in the UK to take pictures of planets. And he was caught with his trousers down.
Isn't that how everyone takes pictures of planets?
Nah, not usually, Chuck. Sorry, man. Police were called to reports of two men lying on the ground
side by side.
Hey, we're taking pictures of the planet.
Taking pictures of Uranus.
When the officers arrived on the scene, 31-year-old Philip Petrick asked one of the officers, "Hey, you want to suck my D?"
Whoa.
He asked the officer that?
Yes, yeah. The officers tried to remove one of the guy's face masks to do it.
Oh, boy.
He then was walking around just in his underpants, ignoring any instructions given to him, slurring his speech. He was taken to the police station to sober up, and the following morning said he had driven to that area 2 days earlier to go camping and to do some photography. The great conjunction with Jupiter and Saturn was actually taking place during that time. He would have been able to see Uranus with an optical aid the night after his arrest if he hadn't been ordered back to his home. He claimed not to know that travel was banned. He said that he had heard there was a configuration of planets and there'd be a good view from that area. He conceded that his behavior was bizarre and he was seriously embarrassed by what he had done.
Yeah. But there was another guy there too, right?
Yeah, I know. There's no mention of him at all in the story after that one. Maybe it was just one. There was a report of two men lying on the ground.
Oh, okay. So they showed up because they were like, someone said, hey, might be a couple guys.
Possibly.
Right.
He was fined about $1,000 for being drunk and disorderly and about $700 for breaching COVID regulations. They told him his behavior put the local population at risk, and that cannot be tolerated. Why are you planet watching with your pants down?
I don't think he was really planet watching. I bet there was another guy there for a while. And before the cops got there, he skedaddled.
Yeah, he was post-finished.
Yeah.
Just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my guess is that's what he was really. He was driving to that park area to just meet a guy.
Yeah. Not look at the planet.
Yeah. I mean, when the cop shows up and the first thing you do is ask him to if he wants to, you know.
Suck your D?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that he didn't get the book thrown at him for that.
Yeah, removing someone's face mask and asking them to suck their D.
Right. It's a pretty cool cop.
That's a bold move on his behalf.
Mm-hmm.
But it does line up with the time when the planets would have been visible in that area is where they would have been.
It's a great cover story. It's a great cover story be in a park.
You've done your research then.
Yeah.
You're a researched perv.
You had something on the ready.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So men, we've talked about this. Men can fake it too during sex. They're just faking something very different. They just did a big survey about men's premature evacuations.
Okay.
Where a guy would finish up in a minute or less.
Yeah.
27% of men admit that's happened to them. But...
Are you saying they fake that they didn't do it?
Yeah. They hide it.
So they're like, just keep going.
Oh, that's crazy. I feel like it'd be really tough to hide.
They say men have been hiding premature endings more than any woman can imagine.
Hmm.
You would have to have a condom on.
Slow it down, yeah. Slow it down with a condom.
Yeah, I would assume because everything there'd be
because there she blows, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh no, yeah, yep.
So ladies would
they would know?
No,
yeah,
right. When things got extra, yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
Unless some ladies don't feel it,
I don't know. I don't know.
It's
a
weird thing to get into.
Yeah, it is.
But I just don't know how a guy could fake it, is what I'm saying.
Well,
prematurely.
You'd have to just...
Seems pretty hard to fake.
Yeah.
Have to slow especially it down. Because maybe you're on some kind of pill or something, so it stays.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to put that out there for just a quick second. Guys, have you tried to hide your premature ending? Have you been successful at it? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969, or text us at 46969. You think the reaction that a lot of guys have, you couldn't hide that.
Mine is like he's in a firing squad. As soon as he's done, it's like he got shot at the pole.
I was talking more about how do you physical
hide
reaction.
How do you hide that?
I get what you're saying.
Something. You need something. You know, like,
wake up. He's dead. He's been shot. Like, how? I mean, it's got to be younger dudes. You know, maybe when you're 19, you have the
right.
You know, the power to.
I just don't know how you're silent about it, or. I mean, you
got
to be.
Yeah, like you've got. Like you said, you've got to be. You're like a Jedi. Like
a Jedi or a Kung Fu master.
Right, you're like.
So, guys are chiming in. Yeah, I've totally downplayed my finish. I don't want to take away from her enjoyment, and I keep going. I fake it all the time and keep going, says another guy. She doesn't notice.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wild scene.
And then there's some women who said, my husband does it, and he thinks I don't know.
Oh, man.
And this guy said, no way, I'm limp and smoking a cigarette 30 seconds after I finish.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's got to be some, like, you got to be real had.
Yeah. And the thing is, too, I mean, from everything that we normally talk about, like, I think it's probably these guys that, I mean, I guess if you go off in 30 seconds, that's no good.
Right. Mm.
But some of these guys are trying to, like, prolong it, you know, for an hour or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
you're probably, it's probably overkill anyway.
Right.
And I think that the girl wants to know.
That you've. Yeah. Climaxed.
Thank you, Dave.
Yes, you're welcome. This guy said, for sure, I've done this. You just let it go and keep pumping.
Phones are let off.
So
too.
Then, I know.
They've all faked it.
So then, do they fake it?
Well, they probably are able to, after a short amount of time, have another one, and then they.
Oh. Because I'm wondering then, do some guys have to then fake. If they've hid the real one, do they then fake another one?
I think some would have to, but then other people wouldn't have to. Once again, probably depending on your age and, you know, abilities.
Steve.
How's she going, eh?
Have you hid your premature finish?
Yes, I have.
How do you hide it without her knowing in a radio-friendly manner?
Okay, so I'm 19, and I have an easy time keeping it up after the first, you know, kaboom.
Yeah.
So I just kind of take it out and go to some foreplay or, you know, mouth play, and then continue after, you know?
Yeah.
It's 19
years old. Yeah, 19 years old. Yeah. I get that 25 in a row.
Yeah.
I got nine.
This guy said, I used to do that all the time. I'd hide the first splodouche, and then I'd power through until the second one.
Yeah, I mean, that I get. I mean, eventually that becomes an impossibility, but, you know, it's like, man. I do understand, though, if you don't last long at all. Like, if it's like,
yeah,
it's probably hard on a guy. You know, like, your job is to, like, try and please this person, and it's over so fast. Yeah. I can understand wanting to pretend it didn't happen.
It's a workaround.
And some guys could never do it, right? Like, some guys, it's like they're having a seizure. So you couldn't just
some guys
write
do
that
it.
Off yeah. as, no. you know.
Right.
You'd have to, in fact, like, so much of your, like, sexual life would be about mastering covering it up.
Right. That would be your whole game plan.
Yeah.
Really.
You would think.
Yep.
Oh, God, that's too much.
Yeah, it's really hard to
take
calls.
I'm looking at some of the descriptions, and I'm like, oh, my God.
It's really,
sweet God.
Pretty hard to do that.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we know what happened.
Jason's a little off the mark in knowing what we allow on here.
Well, it's probably that's all he's getting.
What he's writing, I'm like, oh, my God.
It is a crazy
He's like, you
subject.
Want calls and on this? This is what you
he's
get.
I'll do it.
This is what they're saying.
Probably not a great idea.
Exactly. Imagine what he hasn't written down.
Yeah. The way that I write it to you isn't the way that they're going to say it. You know what I mean?
Oh, so it's dirtier on my screen. I thought it would be the opposite. I thought you clean it up and they'd be dirtier.
No, it's me and you talking, you know? Okay, so I just give you the reality of it.
I see.
Where it could go, but I tell them to watch their mouth.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for
that. Professional.
See how this goes.
Can't promise it, though.
Yeah, no, no,
no, no, no guarantees.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's a wild thing that he's gonna, you know, go home and be like, today I listened to stories about men's orgasms.
They called in for 45 minutes.
So a woman's asking this in regards to sensitivity: when a guy pushes through the first one onto the second one, does the second one feel more intense or different at all?
No. I would say it's less. Intense.
The first one's more.
Yeah.
The second one is, I mean, I think like, well, I won't get into that.
Tell us about yours.
I won't get into the nitty gritty of it all. You just figure that out for yourself.
Your own research.
All right. From men's bits to ladies' bits. What are the five things, ladies, that should never touch your vagina?
Pumpkin seeds.
Scorpions.
Cactuses.
So many things, really.
All good choices.
But acid rain.
Gynecologists got together to talk about some things that have been making headlines to make sure people know they should never touch their vagina.
Can I make some guesses?
Yeah.
Steam.
Steam's not there.
Oh, I thought that'd be there for sure. After everyone was steaming them up.
Yeah.
Burning them.
We'll go from 5 to 1 here as we work our way up the list. Douching products.
Yeah. I don't know if girls do know that.
Everyone,
but
they should.
They should. You're not supposed to. I know. It's just you're not supposed
to. Is that Summer's Eve?
Yeah, I think so.
Summer's Eve is a douche.
But your body, as long as everything, like if something's not right, you should go to your doctor and see what's going on with your
what, Gene?
Yeah, your chemicals.
Well, what people may not know is that vaginal douching can increase your risk of contracting HPV.
Oh, okay.
It's the practice of squirting water or fluid into the vag in an attempt to rid unwanted odors, but they say it can have serious health implications. It can lead to abnormal tissue growth and other changes to cells within your cervix. They showed that douching doubles a woman's risk of contracting ovarian cancer.
Yeah, like they're designed to take care of everything themselves.
I think they wouldn't sell it anymore.
I know, you think it wouldn't be allowed if that those are the stats, right?
Yeah, but...
Well, they sell cigarettes, so...
Yeah, but think about just... Yeah, because there's the stigma of it all. You know, if you thought you actually...
Had a bad one.
Had a smell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's probably over... It probably overrides any kind of stuff you might...
Mm. Yeah. Your worries you may have.
Yeah.
Another thing that should never touch your vagina, a wasp nest.
I didn't know that.
Why would you?
They have to tell people this because this is being snapped up apparently by Etsy shoppers. It's a vaginal rejuvenation treatment. Oak galls are balls of bark with excretions of wasps.
Mm-hmm.
They host wasp larvae and are formed when a gall wasp penetrates an oak tree and deposits their larvae into a hole. This makes the tree secrete acids, which create a ball with a hole where the baby wasps fly out of. Their selling point, it can tighten and clean your vagina. And after that, they can be eaten for women's health and well-being.
Don't do that.
What the hell
so
is wrong
problems
with
this? I don't know.
Everybody's so stupid.
So you rub them all over your vagina and then you pop them in your mouth.
That's a terrible jingle.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit of the juicy fruit.
It was in your mouth. Oh, galls are gonna clean you.
It's his jingle problem.
Yeah, my jingle problem. I wouldn't do this. No. I don't know what these things are. I've never seen any of these.
Who is the first person to be like, there's where wasp raised their young. Let's give that to my girlfriend, see if she'll shove that in her.
And then I'll eat it. Or she has to eat
and
it.
And then have a snack.
So that's what oak galls look like there.
Can't believe it's sold on Etsy.
So a doctor's saying, listen, hey, bad news. They can dry up your vag, can lead to chafing during sex, can make it easier to contract STIs. They can disrupt the bacterial balance in the vagina and increase the risk of yeast.
This means they're putting it in there, doesn't it, though?
It is. So they're putting it in there and then consuming it.
Yeah.
Those vag balls.
Wow.
They look large.
They do look big. Maybe they're... No, well, then, look at that.
Yeah,
that's
those
on
ones are little.
Some look big, some look tiny.
You can't tell how big those sticks are that they're on.
Yeah.
All right. Also, what else should you never have touching your vagina?
Well, now I'll never know, because I would have never put wasp nest on there.
No. Vaginal tightening wand. Vaginal tightening wand, sometimes known as Japanese vagina sticks.
Is that the
laser? Have any Japanese vagina sticks in here?
Sold out, sorry.
Claim to make women feel tight in just half an hour. The phallic object contains ancient herbs.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
They use it in Asia, Arabia, and Persia for generations.
It's got like cloves in there. And
the stick dries out the vag and tightens the opening. But they say this practice is known to increase the transmission of sexually transmitted infections. Never mind, make sex painful for women.
Yeah, I mean, you're dry like a desert in there. That's why you would bleed or...
The best thing to tighten up down below is to do it the natural way. Kegel exercises are the only known natural way to tighten things up down yonder. Yep. And there's two more on the list here. One is detoxing pearls. This has taken off. Vagina potpourri.
Like sticks and leaves?
Women use teabag-like balls containing certain herbs and fragrances.
What are you doing with that after?
Yeah, I'd like to make some tea.
Yeah, I'm so thirsty.
They use it to detox that area. And there are several online shops now that sell these vaginal pearls containing ancient herbs that are great for cleansing, they say. But they say vaginas don't need them.
No,
it's designed to clean itself with its natural secretions, and it never requires a detox. It contains good bacteria, which is there to protect it as well, which that can be watched out. So any of these perfume products that women would shove up in there in one of these teabag things because they're worried about smell, it'll just make it worse.
Like, where would you find out about this kind of stuff? I guess the internet.
Yeah.
Probably the internet.
You know.
Yeah.
Or your friend sends you a link, your smelly bash friend. Do they have vagina potpourri parties parties?
I really hope not. It's a terrible party.
You have a Christmas scent, Barb?
You smell like a Christmas tree.
And then the number one thing they have to warn people about, ladies, what should never touch your vagina, vodka tampons. Apparently, that's still a thing.
Wow. So many years later.
I know. Yep. You guys, it first emerged in 1999 in Finland when Finnish girls didn't want their parents smelling booze on their breath. So they figured out they could soak their tampons in vodka and shove them in their vag.
And get drunk.
Right. But they say it has not stopped. It's on college campuses around the world. But they have to advise against using tampons soaked in any kind of alcohol because it's an antiseptic. And again, disturbing the balance of good bacteria definitely increases the risk of infection or thrush.
Yeah.
You don't want the thrush.
Kids will just do dumb stuff, you know. They'll just do dumb stuff.
Well, guys were doing it in their butts, right?
Yeah, that was the latest.
Dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Vodka tampons in your ass. I've never wanted to get drunk that bad.
It's just you can drink it.
Yeah.
You can drink
but it goes into
something like 10
your bloodstream
is bad for you, right?
Right.
Like, isn't that it?
Like, well, yeah, it like absorbs right in your bloodstream, so you probably get dangerously drunk. But
yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Why would you want that?
I'm not sure why you would.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't seem like you would.
I'd be like just taking Q-tip shots.
Just like, a little bit.
Coming up, those Fugan Italians. Why has the Italian mafia ordered ambulance drivers to stop using sirens? Let's get to that.
Those Fugan Italians.
Italian Mafia has ordered ambulance drivers in Naples, Italy, to stop using their sirens and flashing lights because they're confusing drug dealers.
Whoa! The people just scurry.
Right. They're like, oh my God!
Just an ambulance.
Yeah.
In one reported incident the other day, two gang members stopped an ambulance and threatened to kill the driver for putting the siren on while traveling to an emergency. Local clans are said to dislike the blaring sirens and ambulance lights as they can disturb drug pushers who mistake them for the arrival of police cars, interrupting their business and making their customers run off.
So the guy's got a leg off. Big whoop. Let him die. You're interrupting business.
Boo-hoo. People die. You know how fast people could die? Yeah. You know?
It's with all the noise.
You ever wonder what could happen to you? Yeah.
The Italian Mafia ordered the ambulance drivers to stop using their sirens and flashing lights immediately. So the drivers in Naples are now demanding police protection because they're being harassed by the Mafia whenever they do.
That is crazy. He's like, who's going to drive you?
Yeah. What happens when you're the one?
Who's going to drive you if you keep... Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, look, you're shot.
These sirens, they got to stop.
Earlier this week, one guy was driving an ambulance with its sirens on when the vehicle was flanked by two men on motorcycles. They banged on his windows and threatened to kill him, saying... Haven't you understood? You cannot use sirens here. Turn it off or get shot.
I mean, you listen, right?
Yeah, you do listen.
Yep. Yep. Over there, you listen.
The terrified medic was forced to flee from the neighborhood and not do his pickup. Oh, poor person called needing the ambulance.
I'm hoping it was just like a transfer. Hoping it's just a transfer.
Yeah.
Not
it's
anything.
A transfer.
It wouldn't
lights.
Be the siren, right?
Yeah.
Someone just died on the street.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's different there.
It is. It's different.
There's been 300 incidents of aggression towards medics over the past little while.
Man, they're selling drugs everywhere over there.
I guess
there.
They are.
Yeah.
So they say they have to take it seriously. They're calling for extra protection for ambulance drivers. And asking the government to step up more.
And the guys in the mob are like, we ought a government.
Yeah, exactly. What do you want? Well, the cops, too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
the cops
are really
too.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh, man.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.